And now to Poland, which says it is seeking the permanent deployment of thousands of American troops on its soil. The Polish defense minister says such presence is of great importance to serve as a deterrence against Russia. He said Warsaw is in talks with Washington to make this happen. NATO and American troops were stationed in Poland last year. They're currently on a rotational and temporary mission. NATO has increasingly built up its forces on Russia's doorstep in recent years. It accuses Moscow of supporting pro-Russian forces in Ukraine's east. Moscow, however, denies such allegations, saying the Western military alliance is seeking pretext to justify its eastward expansion. Bill Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review says there's nothing Poland should be fearful of about Russia.
I think this is a provocation typical of what Poland usually does. They are just virally anti-Russian, have always been that. There's no indication that there's any buildup of Russian forces on the border. I think this is generally understood also even within NATO, but there is a campaign now to try and make President Putin into the boogeyman in order to increase military spending, and more importantly, to prevent that meeting between President Putin and President Trump that President Trump keeps threatening, because that could change the U.S.-Russia relationship in a very big way, to the detriment of all of those who would like a more confrontational approach toward Russia. And that includes really the Polish government in their own proceedings to have U.S. troops stationed there permanently. I don't know if it's if it's being taken seriously by NATO, but this would, of course, I think, be seen by Russia as being a provocation to have U.S. troops right smack on the border of Russia in the in NATO alliance after all these years.